can't believe this shit's real. Like, I cannot believe. I mean, I can believe it's real. I just can't believe that there's like an actual, like, genuine, like, it, like, you know, wiki design to it. All right. So I'll read this birdcage. So are all involuntary celibate male? The term incel is an abbreviation of involuntary celibate, a life condition. I like how they call it a life condition. Did you know being an incel was a life condition? I mean,
old man.
I know, right? With an academic psychological foundation, incel is not a undefined subculture where there are members and members decide membership. The incelosphere is mostly, but not entirely, male-dominated. Under the broad definition of inceldom, there is celibate against choice. Self-described incel women likely have medical conditions such as vaginosis, a psychological condition that is found among women that prevents regular sexual intercourse, where it is severe in extreme cases. Some argue that this can make the sufferers of this condition involuntarily celibate. Okay. I don't know. Vaginism are sexless relationships due to actions of their partners, are extremely shy to the point of being complete shut-ins, like the protest Emily Dickinson, who I can't read these words anymore. Emily Dickinson, who purportedly was sexless all of her life and possibly considered extremely weird or standoffish to the point of being deemed unapproachable by the majority of men they interacted with, or most likely just high standards for their prospective male romantic partners. Okay. Many incel form users believe that high standard cells. Oh, okay. I guess that just means women are too picky. That's why they don't get laid. Is this what I'm talking about here, Finberry? They like come up with a fucking terminology for everything. Like, this is.
They make it into a whole thing.
Yeah, this is like beyond autistic, right? This is off the fucking scales retardation, in my opinion.
But first of all, I never realized the pickup artist world had enemies.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No, I'm just brought to light about the whole situation.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to bring this up here. But the end of this, the end result of this, I think, is simply just get a fucking doll. Holy shit. Like, you know, yeah. Like, imagine not getting laid, but then instead of, like, doing anything that could actually guarantee you getting laid, like, you know, putting your dick in a doll, some fucking jackass goes on to some, which we'll get to the actual form. I have the actual forms up too, but this is just the wiki. But imagine you go in and participate in this shit and just fucking go insane. Because that's what these people have done, right? They've gone fucking nuts. But anyways, standard cells should not be considered incels, claiming that online dating offers plentiful dating options for women, even in terms of men seeking long-term relationships instead of hookups. Many incel forum members also believe in not acknowledging fringe medical or mental conditions that could cause female involuntary celibacy as they just, hold on, I'll get to this. Part of it's just I can't help but laugh at this. They're basically sitting here saying, like, oh no, if a woman has like an issue of why she can't get laid, she shouldn't be considered an incel because all she has to do is spread her legs. Holy shit. This is great. This is great. Okay. Should not acknowledging fringe medical conditions that would cause female incel or involuntary celibacy as they distract from the predominantly male distribution of inceldom. Under a narrow definition of incel against will, there are virtually no female incels, but there are many male incels. Owing to men's generally higher sex drive or perhaps their reliance on intercourse as opposed to inner sexual relationships for emotional intimacy and affection, it also commonly claimed that it is also commonly claimed that maintained as life circumstances affect, men are avidly reversely, or what the fuck am I trying to read here? Claim that maintained as life circumstance affects men more adversely than it does for women, assuming they can be truly involuntarily celibate. Research does indicate that among singletons, women are more likely to report they prefer to remain single than men. All right, there we go. That's the first thing. So what can you guys take out of that? Oh, also, hey there, Aladdy. I think that's M26XB.
That's crazy.
Isn't this shit just retarded?
You know, yeah. With the effort written into writing this article, they could have got a fucking hooker.
Oh, don't even get me started. Now, there's some philosophy in here that says that paying for it doesn't make it real, though. But real quick, I just want to throw this here. Let me read back here. Sounds like a different flavor of some of the BLM madness. Absolutely. It's just people gone fucking crazy. Well, maybe therapists and dolls. Yeah, they definitely need therapists. And then I'd rather fuck a doll and a hooker. Or than a hooker. Well, no, absolutely. But in general, though, there's no reason these people shouldn't be laid. But there's something with the mindset of the incels. They, like, believe that it's all about the... my understanding of this shit is that they're all about getting that girlfriend and wife life style. That's all that really matters to them. Not really about whether it's a practicality or not to get laid. You know what I mean? Because obviously you could just buy a hooker, but that's not what they're looking for, I guess. But anyway, so real quick, Finbear, if you want to read the next little group there that says, are incels a group, ideology, subculture, organization, community, or a movement?
Okay. Interesting. So are incels a group, ideology, subculture, organization, community, or movement? No. Simple answer, no.
No, I mean...
It goes into more detail than that, but we could sum this all up in one word. Incel is an abbreviation of involuntary celibate, which is self-descriptive. Up to 28% of American young men are incel, according to the Washington Post, which is highly believable, depending on how strict one wants to be when defining the term. Mm. Incel isn't a single community any more than, for example, trans people are a single community.
Mm. Interesting.
As far as self-identified incels or incel forums, these communities are fractured and generally do not advocate radical beliefs unless you want to call determinism, and in some cases misogyny, radical ideologies. Individual philosophies like the original Black Bill definition, or subcultures like 4chan culture, emerge on some, but not all, forums dedicated to involuntary celibates and go in and out of fashion. There is a broad disagreement to the causes and consequences in these communities.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Calling involuntary celibates a movement is like calling poor people a movement.
I mean, actually, there is a poor people movement. It's called the Democrats.
Oh.
And communists.
Yeah.
But anyway, go on.
Mm-hmm. To elaborate, pauperdom is the state of being poor. The term is to poor people what inceldom is to incels. Both are life situations.
Hold on.
Right there, Nightmare?
Oh, I physically busted a gut. That hurts to laugh, but it's just too retarded not to laugh at. Sorry, continue.
It's okay. And the terms incel and pauper denote a person affected by these things. Most people would widely agree that poor people aren't a movement, nor is there a specific ideology which they adhere to, because it's a situation. Likewise, incels and inceldom are the same in that respect.
Right. No, that makes sense. That's good. You know,
I was having a bit of a read about Black Pill as well.
Yeah.
Which is
Black Pill is, I don't know. Let's see, is a philosophical or is a philosophy that men's dating problems require sympathetic rather than personal solutions or systematic rather. Yeah. I don't know. Black pill, red pill, and blue. Like, I don't get into this shit. All issues could be simply solved if you just grew a fucking pair and just went out in the world and fucking fixed the issue. You want to get laid? Get a hooker. You want something to cuddle with at night and call your girlfriend? Get a doll. You know?
Yeah, simple as that.
Stop being a self-loathing piece of goddamn shit fucking writing this fucking jerk. I mean, seriously, this guy just compared fucking being poor to being an incel. It's a life problem. I can tell you about those poor people. Same thing. Go out, get a job. Stop fucking sucking the goddamn government's dick and you'll have plenty of money. Anyway.
Yeah.
Where are we at? Oh, yeah. Okay. Anyway. What were you wanting to read? Sorry, I went all off the...
That's okay. No. We're up to is in seldom.
Composed.
Composed of white cells only.
What's white cells? Are they saying only white people?
It's a ethnical... subsegment of incels that it's primarily white people.
Jesus!
What so the fuck?
Jesus!
A stereotype on top of another stereotype, so go forth, nightmare. That's not good enough.
This is terrible, okay. Well, if you want to keep reading through, then...
End it.
Okay.
This is
a fucking goddamn train wreck.
This is fantastic.
Fucking cancer.
Holy shit. Oh shit, okay. Sorry. Continue on.
Although self-identified incels are often stereotyped as mostly white, modern polls and surveys and general forum usage suggest otherwise. This poll from Brain Cells, which shows that whites constitute only 28% of that forum's population.
Uh-huh.
The largest racial demographic being Curry cell.
Oh, is that you Asians, yellow neck?
Yeah, I believe
Indians.
So.
Oh, Indians.
Actually.
Oh, Indians, really?
Indians, yeah. Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah. The largest poll by the whitest forum, incel.co, showed that only 50% of its members were white cells.
Interesting.
The rest being ethnical. Oh, ethnicel.
Ethnicel. Okay.
Pretty much everyone else.
Is it like these terms? By the end of this, is there a cell for everyone?
It's probably a cell for reading this.
Oh, yeah. Wiki cells. Okay, anyway. Keep going, sorry.
Being not too far off from the racial demographic of the United States. Statistics show that the whitest English speaking Incelosphere, which I think is my favorite word of the day.
Incelosphere, yeah.
Incelosphere sounds fantastic.
It does.
It's above the stratosphere. It's another layer of our atmosphere.
Hell yeah. Damn. Hell yeah.
So we're breathing that shit?
Apparently. You're breathing something. Yeah.
Even the whitest English-speaking Incelosphere forum is 22% more ethnically diverse at a mean rate and 19% more ethnically diverse at a median rate than the general population of the Anglosphere.
Anglosphere.
So dividing the division.
Yeah. So they got the white... Hold on, let me go back to this. So you got white cells, you got Anglos cells, even though they should be hypothetically the exact same thing. Okay.
Brilliant.
Someone has put way too much thought into this.
I know, this is great.
Yeah.
This is fucking great. I can't wait till we get to our involuntary celibates, angry and frustrated. The answer to that is maybe. It's gonna be a hard maybe, I think. If they're not, I'd be quite surprised. Anyway, go. Oh. This is actually
all I can say is whoever wrote this should be put on a fucking watch list.
They probably have. They probably are because they. I looked up to this. So there was a political party movement for this called like the Incel Movement, and they had a website called Incelosphere.vm or MV or something. And I looked and looked the whole thing up, and it's since been taken down twice. They had a change of their name, and then it got taken down almost immediately. It hasn't been up since like early 2020. So, Yeah. Probably because they were going to do something retarded with the, presidential bullshit back that year. But anyway, let's continue.
This makes it more ethnically diverse than popular primarily English language, forum, form, social media sites.
Ah.
It's a mouthful. Such as Reddit as a whole. So the incelosphere is more ethnically diverse.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know. Who could ever know? You know what I mean? Yeah. Who could fucking...
In terms of racial breakdown of the prevalence of inceldom as a life circumstance, it is likely ubiquitous in polygamous societies such as Senegal and Qatar, which have the highest operational sex ratios in the world. The ratio to women to men effectively on the same dating market.
Very interesting.
In certain Western countries and elsewhere, such as Japan and China, have some of the highest incel rates in the world.
Oh.
Yay!
Yay! Does that surprise anybody, in all honesty?
No.
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 Yeah, poor Yellerneck. Do you ever think about joining this movement? And letting your...
If I have nothing else to live for.
Now, what would it take for you to get to that point where you're like, I have nothing left to live for?
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay. Okay. All right. All right. I think we've hit the conclusionable end of this shit. I don't actually want to read them more. Let's just pick out some pretty good one. Why don't incels visit prostitutes? Let's just skip down to the questions everybody wants to know. And then, hold on, let's hear. Jimothy asked, why don't female incels get with white male incels? That is a question that I would love to know the answer to. And the answer is there probably really isn't any actual femcels or whatever they called those ones up at the top. If I had to take a genuine guess. But I don't fucking know. I really don't know, man. Anyway, let's just go down to the dude. The incels only want sex, and why don't incels visit prostitutes? Are true cells Marxists? I'm not even sure what that...
What the fuck is a true cell?
I don't fucking know. Holy shit. Probably both have... Hold on.
What rabbit hole have you got us into now, Nightmare?
I don't know.
The dumbest shit kind.
Oh, shit. Yeah, hold on. Probably both have no redeeming qualities, so they'd hate each other. Yeah, that's probably true. Okay. Anyway, quickly, Finberry, before I die of laughing, just take it from do incels only want sex, read to the prostitute thing, and then we're just going to move on.
Okay. There's even one called Incels Mentally Ill, which I think would be interesting reading.
Oh, okay. Well, we can read that too, I guess. Yeah. Well, let's just, yeah, if
we get that far.
Yeah, I'm about
do incels only want sex? It is true that the only unifying trait of incels is being involuntarily deprived of sex. However, some incels argue the word incel has more to do with romance than sex.
Mm. Interesting.
Regardless, being involuntarily deprived of sex does not mean that you want sex. Or that it is the only thing you want. Some incels only want a romantic companion. Others want marriage. Some want offspring.
Mm.
Others want validation. And even more want social status associated with having a partner.
Mm-hmm.
Some want to get a significant other due to parental pressure or because they want to quell rumors that they are...
Yay!
Yeah, yeah.
Look, let me just put it this way. If I ever see a motherfucker on, like, posting on this wiki or the actual form we're going to get to after this, they're better off just sucking dick. I'll say it. I think they, at least they're getting something. Holy shit. Because you post on this shit, you ain't getting nothing. Anyway.
Others want independence from their parents, i.e. leaving the nest.
Mm.
Which apparently requires a partner.
Does it?
The nest that
does
is
it?
Sometimes associated with romantic relationships.
I'm confused on that one.
Leaving the basement.
Like, you can just leave your parents' house by getting an apartment.
Yeah, which actually might...
You don't need a girlfriend.
Which I can almost guarantee you, believe it or not, unless the girlfriend has an equal 50-50 job with you. it's just as easy and maybe even cheaper to be by yourself. I'm sure Finn can attest to that. I can attest to it. When I was with Kristen, holy shit, our bills were about four times what I'm paying for now. So, yeah. Anyway, go on. Sorry.
Some involuntary celibates seek tax breaks and other social benefits associated with being in a partnership.
Holy shit, sorry. Every word that comes out of your mouth is just more retarded than that.
It's just... it's crazy.
I know. No, the fact that somebody wrote this, that's what's fucking crazy.
Yeah, and took time to make it sound as...
professional, I guess is the word. Professional. Holy shit. All right. Sorry. Keep going.
However, given all of this, it does not follow that purely non-sexual avenue of trying to help incels will help incels. Many, but not all incels do just want sexual intimacy, period.
Ah. I mean, you know, to be fair, I would, how do you say this nicely? I wish they were more honest with that, you know? Like, just say, dude, you know, I'm a virgin and I want to get laid. I can understand that. Everything up to that point just sounded like a bunch of fucking bullshit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just to clarify out there for people who may be listening to this, you know, in the future, or maybe just happen to ever hear this out of context, the point of us reading this is to just simply put it in the perspective of just get a fucking doll. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm.
You save up somewhere between 500 to about 2,000-3,000, depending on how nice of a doll you want. And just buy a doll.
Mm-hmm.
Just buy a doll. It's nice. Get to warm it up. Use some, maybe some nice, you know, warming lubricant. Feels nice and warm and slippery. Feels about, I'm going to say, 98% of the way there to the real thing. And you trust me, it's great. You don't have to wear condoms. You don't have to worry about anything. And if you want...
don't have to worry about getting them pregnant.
But if you want them pregnant, I got some even better news
for you. They got dolls for that.
In fact, we might look at some of those after this to get this fucking horrifical fucking nightmare of a website out of my fucking mind. Mm-hmm. Anyways, but continue on.
Why don't incels visit prostitutes? Yeah. Again, as above, not all incels want sex. For some, these who would like to, it is a common fear that they'll be rejected even by prostitutes. Due to ugliness.
Do they not
know how they work?
Even if they are ugly as shit, there might be an upcharge, but
your mileage may vary.
Hey, Yellowneck, serious question here. As a bottom of the barrel Chinese man, have you ever been rejected by a prostitute? Oh, is the answer yes? Holy shit.
Wow.
Let's just say no.
Okay.
But then again, I think I've done more rejection on the other side than I have from the other side rejecting me, so.
Okay.
It all involves how much money do you have on you, and your mileage may vary.
All right. Well, look, I'm just saying, like, just the way they say that they're afraid of being
I mean, I could also see why, because during the whole pandemic period, hookers were not too keen on type of clients they're picking up, especially if they were of Asian descent. They themselves, being the disease-ridden fuckers that they are,
didn't
catch coronavirus.
So they were more worried about coronavirus than they were AIDS. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, basically.
Jesus.
They have their priorities straight.
All I can say is I feel bad for you, man. I feel bad for you. Anyway, let's continue on, Finn Mary. We're almost there. I think we got...
keep digging the hole.
Yeah.
So it's a common fear that they will be rejected even by prostitutes due to ugliness, extreme social awkwardness, or the prostitute's unwillingness to sexually initiate a virgin male.
Now, what makes them think that?
On occasion.
I mean, I'm just, like, genuinely curious. What makes them think that? Who knows?
Take your ass out to Nevada, where prostitution is legal.
Mm-hmm.
If you pony up enough money, then you will get laid.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how that works. I mean, really, honestly, anywhere in the world, if you got enough money, and I don't even mean a lot of money. I mean, like, you know, probably what a doll costs, somewhere between $5,000 and $3,000, basically. You're going to get laid.
As I said, your mileage may vary.
I don't think the mileage varies, but go on. I apologize. Let's continue. Oh, shit.
And this rejection would obviously be a large blow to their self-esteem.
Aww.
Being rejected, which has happened on several occasions, as cited by this website.
Aww.
Frequenting prostitutes or being a sugar daddy / mommy does not count as a sexual, romantic, or even social relationship.
Really?
Rather a financial one.
Oh, okay. I see. These people are going to be really disappointed when they get in a real relationship someday. Because by their own standards, a real relationship is just a financial arrangement. Holy shit. All right. Let's get to the finish line here.
The relationship remains without sex, romance, sociability, but not without money.
Mm.
Even if it did count as a sexual or romantic relationship, most self-identified incels could not afford it regularly for it to improve their situation reliably.
Okay.
In America, at least, the cost of sex is prohibitively expensive. And runs up to $600 an hour average in the majority of cities.
Yeah, in cities, they're probably correct. Look, I recommend low-class, and I mean low-class trailer trash class hookers. You know, usually they'll do it for whatever a fucking little, like, you know, little pocket of meth is. So probably about like $150. You're good to go. Or lot lizards, yeah. Lot lizards are the same. Got $150, $200. Because mostly when you run into the real low class hookers, they're just looking to get their fix, whatever their fix may be. If they're meth addicts, you're looking at about $150, $200. If they're heroin addicts, you probably actually do want to stay away at that point.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Just depending on what it is. A couple $100. $600 an hour. I don't know. Those are some fucking high class fucking hookers. What do you think, Yelenek? You're a connoisseur of sorts in a far more upscale area than myself.
100 to 140 bucks is the highest I've seen it go for prices out here.
And there you go. That's in California. So, yeah, this is like, they can't even estimate their hooker cost, right? Anyway, let's read a few of these comments.
Where the fuck you're finding hookers going for over 600?
Yeah, like, I mean, that's a high-end fucking escort. Like, genuinely, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like,
probably that's escort territory.
That ain't hooker territory. But anyway, let's hear. Timothy says, if they're too nervous to impress approach a woman, would a tranny be a good intermediary? Oh, shit, maybe. And then, yeah.